Have a very special place up here to just sit in the midst of all the wonderful talents, and it is wonderful, and our choir is truly a blessing. This morning I want to ask you a question. Do you remember when you were little? It is something that we all did, playing tag. When you played tag in the olden days, the worst thing that could happen to you was to be touched and declared, "You're it." Once you were tagged, you were the odd one out. Once you were the tagged one, you were the enemy. You were the outcast, and everyone ran away from you. And your job was to get someone else. But times have changed now. It seems that everyone, including some of you, are being tagged these days. In an amazing phenomena that has capture the internet. To be tagged is to be one of the elect, to be included, to be part of a movement, to be involved in something larger and more important than your own email. To get tagged is to be drawn into a new community with distinctive concerns and a unique consciousness. To be tagged means that you have been chosen to participate in a larger experience of life. Well, this week's Romans text is all about being tagged. As Christians, as those who are participants in a unique community called the body of Christ, which is defined by our confession of faith in Jesus Christ, we are completely tagged by a divine challenge. Now, Christians are not defined by our ability to dump icy cold water over our heads. Christians are known by our ability to dump love all those we bump into. When you're tagged by Christ's love, you're called to tag everyone you can with that same amazing, transforming, overwhelming love. Now, is there anyone here today who has not heard of the ice bucket challenge? Just in case you emerged from a cave this Labor Day weekend, here's the ice bucket challenge. You're tagged by a friend, where tagging means to be dared to post a video of yourself being doused with a big bucket of ice water. All in order to raise awareness of and funds for research to find a cure for a deadly disease, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Well, before the ice bucket challenge, only about 1/4 of the U.S. citizens even knew that ALS existed. Before this past summer, those of us who knew about this disease mostly knew of it as Lou Gehrig's disease, named after that famous baseball player who publicly admitted to having the disease in 1939. In Gehrig's famous retirement speech at Yankee Stadium, he declared that despite his ALS diagnosis that gave him only a couple more years of life, the life he had already lived made him feel, and I quote, like the luckiest man on the face of the earth. 75 years later, a diagnosis of ALS still means an average life expectancy of 3 to 5 years. Unlike cancer and heart disease, AIDS and diabetes, ALS has not received a lot of funding for research, and there's been a very low public awareness of the disease. That is, until the summer of 2014. Now, all of a sudden, thanks to this ice bucket challenge, new generations have not only been informed, but they've also been summoned to join in the fight against ALS. High school kids and college students, socialites and celebrities, Bill Gates and Martha Stewart, Will Smith and Oprah Winfrey, Matt Lauer and George W. Bush, all have been online tagged, digitally dared to participate in the ice bucket challenge. The challenge is really threefold. One, to be doused on camera to raise an awareness of the disease. The second is to give a donation to the cause of curing ALS. And third, to call out others, family and friends and unknown entities to join with you in this experience. Well, Labor Day is usually seen as the end of the summer, and maybe it's time for an end of the summer evaluation of this ice bucket challenge. Yes, it's made a huge mental mark on the young people's awareness of a dreadful, debilitating, deadly disease. The challenge has highlighted the need to funnel money and brain power towards finding new treatments and eventual cure for this horrific disease. The phenomenal success of the Ice Bucket Challenge also tells us something about the world we live in today. I think there's a lesson for us. The first thing that I think of is learning in our world today has become more and more epic. And when I say epic, I mean this. It stands for experiential, participatory, image-rich, and connective. Epic. Now notice who were the most enthusiastic participants in the Ice Bucket Challenge. Young people of middle school, high school, college, and post-college ages. Before they took the challenge, many of them researched the disease themselves. They Googled it. They looked it up on the internet, learning the fundamental medical terms, while at the same time experiencing the social media fun of it all. Most of them had never heard of Lou Gehrig before. The Ice Bucket Challenge was a non-classroom-based, peer-to-peer, online learning experience. The second thing I noticed was the Ice Bucket Challenge was an exercise in online giving. Most of the $40-plus million raised so far has been given online. They say that 42% of my generation, of the baby boomers, made their 2013 donations via websites. But with the younger generation, that 42% is approaching 100%. My lesson from that is the church had better look up and had better listen to the sounds of the future. The P in EPIC, personal participation, was in large caps in the Ice Bucket Challenge. In fact, this ritual of being doused with cold water became a kind of baptism rite for initiation into ALS awareness. The Ice Bucket Challenge showed all who were invited or enticed or introduced to the world of ALS that they were not just being offered information about a disease. They were being offered a lifetime membership in a crusade against a terrible foe. A neurological illness that could take out anyone at any time. You see, by participating in the Ice Bucket Challenge, thousands of people have been publicly baptized into a community with a cause. All those Ice Bucket baptized will carry with them a lifelong investment in the cause and the cure of ALS. ALS is not the first disease to use community rituals to get people motivated and in motion. The hugely successful three-day Susan G. Komen breast cancer fundraising event are community-building rites that have become entrenched in our communities. It's a time of bonding, a time of commitment by those committed to defeating a deadly foe. Likewise, the team walks that have raised awareness and funds for Alzheimer's research. Furthermore, the Ice Bucket Challenge is showing us how to evangelize. I mean, we call it on the internet, we call it being tagged, but tagging is evangelism, a word that we as a congregationalist are not necessarily that comfortable with. It's the same kind of love that is offered up in short form by Paul in this week's text. When the apostle reminds Christians to love your neighbor as yourself, and that love does no wrong to a neighbor. Now think about it. Paul, the hard-boiled old Pharisee, steeped in the step-by-step orderliness of the Torah, had been totally tagged by Christ. Jesus' ice bucket challenge was the cross, where he demonstrated his utter commitment to bringing all of humanity back into the Father's embrace. An overwhelming love, to say the least. Paul's own ice bucket challenge happened on the road to Damascus, shocking his senses and his sensibilities. He was left blind for days after being surprised by the presence and the power of Christ's love and forgiveness. But you know, that was not the end. That was only the beginning of Paul's journey. You see, it's not enough to know in our hearts that God is love, that Jesus is Lord, that the Spirit is life. Paul took his tag and he passed it on to all of Asia Minor and into Rome. Paul tagged any and all that he encountered with this message and this challenge that God is love. And you know, we are called to do no less. Tag, you're it. Should be the chorus of every Christian in the world community. We are to tag those who we meet, those we work with, those we know, those we care about, those we love. Not with a challenge to dump ice water on their heads, but with the assurance that they are loved beyond all measure by our God. You're it. God's love is in your hands. The news that God is love is waiting to be doused on all of your neighbors. That's the real challenge facing us as a church this year. Whom will we tag? Amen.